Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 4, 2016, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Happy Independence Day to everyone. I hope everyone had a great holiday and some great time with their family and friends this 4th of July. I want to say just how much we appreciate all the men and women in uniform, for all the veterans and soldiers who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we might have the freedoms that we have today. Now, to begin the call, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to a director in Legal Shield, and that's Mr. Charles Teal. He's really working hard and has someone that he wants to recognize tonight. Mr. Teal, are you on?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, Randy. It's our pleasure to be on, Jan and I. We have the opportunity of having a young man and his wife that's just recently Fast Start qualified, and that's Aaron and Anastasia Simons. And Aaron, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Charles?
Yes, I can. Would you go ahead and give us just a little bit of your background and what you've done these past few days?
Sure. Thanks, Charles. I just want to tell everybody a good evening and happy 4th of July. Again, my name is Aaron Simons of Ada, Oklahoma. My background is construction and pipeline. I work anywhere from 70 to 90 hours a week. Here recently, my wife and I moved back to Ada to be closer to the grandparents for everything. Here shortly, I met Charles and Jan at church, and we quickly became friends. Well, in doing so, you know, he kind of dropped Legal Shield and was telling me about all the good things with it, and I had heard about Legal Shield before, but I just never really knew what it was all about. So Charles invited me out to a Monday night briefing, so I came out and was introduced to Mr. Ken Moore and a few other longtime members of Legal Shield. And as the briefing began, you know, I kind of thought to myself, you know, what's the catch here? You know, I've been to a couple different meetings like this, whether it be the, you know, promotions overseas or doing the, you know, the vacuum sweepers. I mean, it's, you know, it's all the same. Well, quickly, as the briefing concluded, I was just so amazed by what they were doing here at Legal Shield and what they offered. As I signed up, they told me I needed at least 3 memberships and 1 associate or 7 memberships to Fast Start qualify. Within a week and a half, I was proudly to say that I have Fast Start qualified and moving up to the next level. So within doing that, say, you know, the best thing I like about Legal Shield is the opportunity that we have to bless these families with these services that many people take for granted and just do not know about yet. We need to tell everybody. So I'm proud to stand behind Legal Shield.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron. And I hope that you can go out and your new associate, help them to do just exactly what you have done, and you'll see a lot of success. We're really, really excited about having you on our team and what you've already gained from this. So, Randy, we'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, congratulations, Aaron, and congratulations to you, Mr. Teal. I understand that you've already Performance Club qualified for next month. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's true.
It's always good to get it out of the way early. Don't you agree?
I do.
That takes a little pressure off. But I appreciate you, Mr. Teal, and Aaron. You guys are doing a really good job. We appreciate that. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and the leader of the Moore Success Team, and that's none other than my dad, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, I am. And Randy, we're having a lot of squishing and everything again. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe it's my phone. If it is, I'll hang up and recall in, but I don't think so. But you know, Randy, first of all, I'd like to say what a great, great country we have. What a great United States of America. We should all remember that. Thank God for it every single day. I want to say this, it's about voting. It's going to be time to vote before long for a president of the United States. You pray. I won't tell you who to vote for, Democrat or Republican. Just pray and let God lead you and guide you, but do vote, do vote, do vote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor tonight to introduce this next young man. You know, he's not only the Senior Vice President of Network Marketing now, what a great honor to be in that position. I know I'm not going to use my title anymore for I don't know what, but I do have the title Executive Vice President of Legal Shield. I have had the Friends of Prepaid Award, Chairman's Award, and a lot of awards in my life after 3 decades. But you know what we need is young people coming on, young people with energy and a vision. This young man has a vision. He has the energy, $250,000 ring owner, family man, millionaire club member, father of four, senior vice president of network marketing, our friend, our team member, Mr. Chris Hughes.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for the kind words. And thank you for your vision and for your leadership and for your stick-to-itiveness. And, you know, the remarkable thing is there are people, literally tens of thousands of people on this call and off of this call all across North America. Not a one of us would be here if it weren't for you and your dedication. And I just appreciate you, Mr. Moore, and all that you have done and all you continue to do for all of us. And it's always an honor for me to be on the call, on the More Success Team call. I'm actually en route to Southern California right now. I've got appointments all week and private business receptions and luncheons and business briefings and trainings. And I just pulled over to stretch my legs and perfect timing, fueled up and ready to spend the 20, 25 minutes with my More Success Team family. And tonight what I want to do is I'm going to share my story as it relates to Legal Shield, and then I'm going to kind of get out of the way and talk about the importance of our international convention. And for those of you that are already attuned to that and dialed in and you're already registered, just stick with me because there's going to be two groups of people that I'm speaking to tonight. I'll be speaking to those who are registered already as a way to, you know, for you to turn around and share some of these concepts and ideas with those on your team who have not yet made that commitment to attend the events. And then tonight I'm also speaking to those of you that are not yet registered. I realize that in large part I may be preaching to the choir as we've got our most dedicated associates on this line and listening to the playback. But I know that in every organization and every time we meet, there's always going to be a new somebody. And we've got a new somebody on the line tonight, and we're just so excited that you're here. We congratulate and applaud your decision to join us here with Legal Shield. And we'll talk a little bit more about the International Convention in a moment. As I jump into my story, I've been here, it'll be 17 years in September, which is just remarkable. You know, I really feel like I have grown up here in Legal Shield, and maybe I shouldn't even say it like that. Maybe I should say I feel like I am in the process of continuing to grow up here in Legal Shield. I started when I was 27 years old. I was a college dropout. I'd done everything that you could do in a restaurant, from washing dishes when I was 15 years old in a Mexican restaurant to, you know, bouncing around from restaurant to restaurant to where I was. By the time I was 25 years old, I was running a multi-million-dollar Mexican food restaurant outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. But they were paying me just above the poverty level, and I just thought that was crazy that I could be running a multi-million-dollar restaurant and having the sales increase over 20% year over year on my watch. And when it came time to go in for the annual review, I was so excited about that annual review, and I thought, you know, sales went up 20% on my watch, and we've got great morale, and people are happy, and we've got some of the lowest turnover percentages that we've seen in a long time, and I couldn't wait to see what the owners of this restaurant were going to do for me after all that I had done for the restaurant and for the employees and for the customers. And at the end of the review, they said they offered me 10 cents on an hour, a 10-cent an hour raise. And I said, did we not grow considerably year over year? Yeah, we did. Is morale up? Yep. Turnovers down? Yep. What's the problem? You know, why did I get a 10-cent raise? Well, that's what we feel good about. And so that was the end of that job. And I asked if I could be demoted, and I went back to waiting tables. I actually made more money waiting tables than I did as a general manager, and which is not much still barely above the poverty level, depending on the day of the week, the month, or the year. And I moved back to Texas. That was in Utah. I moved back to Texas, which is where I was born and raised. And I was living in the bad part of town, waiting tables at Chili's, still making about $200 a week. And not long after that,
Chris,
I found Legal Shield. My brother Jeff, as many of you know, may be on the line here tonight. Jeff and Cindy Hughes, Millionaire Club members and Six Figure Ringers out in Virginia. they found Legal Shield, and they introduced it to me, and I loved it, and I decided to get started, and I've never done anything like this before, but I loved what I saw, and I agree with everything that's been said here tonight about our incredible service, that it's just such astounding value for only $20 a month. For another $20, we protect our entire families legally and with identity theft. And so I got started, and, you know, I went to my Fast Start training, and they told me what I was supposed to be doing, and I started doing it, and I started making a few $100 a month, and then $500 a month, and then $1,000 a month, and $2,000, and by the end of the year, I was making over $5,000 a month in Legal Shield, and I never made more than $2,000 a month ever in my life doing anything up until I was in the Legal Shield. I get in Legal Shield, and my first year, I start making more money part-time in Legal Shield than I had ever in my life made full-time working at a job. And so that obviously got my attention, and I really hunkered down in that second year and was able to make about $44,000 in my second year. Then my third year, my income ballooned over $144,000. My income went literally jumped by $100,000, a six-figure jump from one year to the next. And that was back in 2003 or 2002, so it's been 14 years. And, you know, I'm a college dropout, and over the last 14 years, I've never made less than $100,000 a year with Legal Shield. And I thank God for that every single day. I feel so incredibly blessed to be a part of this company, a part of this vision, a part of this mission, a part of this crusade, and a part of the More Success team, a legacy of success and wealth and abundance with the priorities straight, as we hear Mr. Ken Moore say every week, to keep God first and family second, and Legal Shield third. And if we do that, we'll be all right. And he's been all right for many decades. And I think that's probably a pretty daggum good formula to follow. And so I've been here 17 years. I have every intention to be here another 17 and another and another and another. And so tonight, what I want to share is maybe looking at the importance of attending the International Convention in a little bit of a different light. And let me frame this up by telling you a story. I walked into, when I moved from Southern California to Heber City, Utah, which is a small town that neighbors Park City, which is where the Olympics were back in 2002 and in Salt Lake City. And I wanted to meet the local banker in town, and I was thinking about working on some investment projects, and I may have needed some financing. And so I went to see he was actually the manager at a credit union. And I walked in, asked him if I could visit with him, and he said, sure. And I sat down. We just started to chat. And as I looked over his shoulder, there was a little bookshelf on the wall, and the bookshelf had many of my favorite books. He had Think and Grow Rich, and he had Who Moved My Cheese, and he had Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and he had The Magic of Believing, and a handful of other books. And I looked at those books, and I got all excited, and I said to him, oh, my goodness. I said, those are some of my favorite books. And I was all enthusiastic. And he looked over his shoulder flippantly, and then he looks at me like he's half asleep, and he says, oh, yeah, my company wants me to read those books. And he had no spark in his eye. He had no magic, no enthusiasm. And I sat there befuddled and dumbfounded. I sat there thinking, what in the world is wrong with him? You know, I was in the ghetto. I read these books when I lived in the ghetto, when I lived below the poverty level for the better part of a decade. And I started to read those books and apply those books and assimilate that information. And I began to share that information with my colleagues in the marketplace. And my life changed so quickly. And I could not for the life of me understand why this guy had no enthusiasm about that knowledge that sat on the shelf. And it dawned on me, he hasn't read them. He doesn't want to read them because he feels like his company wants him to read them. You know, it's like a company task for him to read the books. And he's thinking, I don't want to read the books. You know, I'm already giving you 40, 50 hours a week. I'm not going to read those dang books. And it just made me a little sad to realize that light and truth and knowledge and wisdom is available to every single one of us. But for some reason, some people don't care. They just don't care. And what we can't teach on this line or any line is ambition. What we can't teach is to change. We can't change somebody from no desire to desire. And I know that you all have that desire because you're here tonight. It's a holiday, and you know we've all taken a half hour of our time to jump on this line. But what I've realized is that there's a big difference between having a job and being an entrepreneur, between having a job and clocking in and clocking out and pretending to work and pretending to get paid and knowing that no matter what you do, you're going to get the same paycheck at the end of the year. If you work hard, you get the same paycheck. If you don't work hardly at all, you're going to get the same paycheck. Well, we're in an entrepreneurial environment, and it's totally different. So why did I share that story about the books? Because as we look at this comparison of Legal Shield versus having a job, when you go to your job, you don't need belief. You really don't need belief at a job. You know, I've had 27 jobs in my life and intend to never have another one for the rest of my life. But in my 27 years on planet Earth, I had 27 jobs. And what I learned from those 27 jobs was that I didn't want a job. But every time I had a job, I didn't need any belief. I didn't need anybody to pump me up. I didn't need anybody to motivate me. Just show me where to sit, tell me what to do, and I'll be here for 8 hours, and then I'm going to go. And anybody who's owned a traditional business, you know what I mean. Most employees, and this isn't an indictment, and it's not a blanket statement. I'm not saying all. I'm saying most. But most employees don't care. They just want a check. Just give me my check. They don't really care to wave the flag. They don't care about the crusade. Well, we're in a very different situation here with Legal Shield. So now let's transition and let's talk about the Oklahoma Convention coming up in just a couple of weeks. Why is it that these conventions are so critical? And here's the answer. Because in an entrepreneurial environment, it's a lot like sports. My dad used to tell me all the time as a kid when I played baseball, he would remind me at almost every baseball game, at the beginning of the game, he'd say, son, and he'd tap me on the side of the forehead, and he'd say, remember, baseball's 80% mental. And it's the same thing with our business. Our business is 80% mental. There are some people that they know all the answers. They know exactly what to say. They know exactly what to do. But they've got a terrible attitude. They've got negative philosophy. They've got what Zig Ziglar referred to as stinking thinking. And so even though they know all the answers, and even though they know what to do and what to say, they can't make real money here because their attitude is so bad. And so the reason why the convention is so critical is because that's where we get the belief. More than anything, what my very first every convention thereafter has done for me, it has given me greater levels of belief in our company and what it is that we're doing, belief in the membership, belief in the crusade, belief in the compensation plan, belief in our mission and our vision, belief in our CEO, belief in our team leaders and in our platinums throughout the company. And most importantly, belief in myself. But when you see all those people walk the stage, and over the years I've watched blind people walk the stage and be recognized as executive directors. I've watched deaf people walk the stage. I've watched people be pushed across the stage in a wheelchair. I've watched people cross the stage hanging on to a walker for dear life, trying to get across the stage so they could get to that microphone, so they could say their name and be recognized for becoming an executive director. And when you see that person who reminds you of you, or that person who clearly doesn't have the makeup that you have, and yet still they did it, I can't tell you how many times over the years I've been at convention and I've watched people walk the stage and become so inspired because I saw myself in some of those testimonials, or I heard my story or parts of my story in some of those success stories. And sometimes people walk the stage that just, there's no disrespect, but sometimes you'll see people walk the stage that just flat out are not impressive in any way, shape, or form. And I hope that you see some of those at this convention, because that's a belief builder. You know, when you see that and you think to yourself, man, if they can do it, I can do it. And we all get to see my new friend Justin Peterson, who I've been able to spend 3 or 4 days with over the last few weeks, and Mr. Ken Moore and I spent several hours with him a couple weeks ago at the home office. But guy's 28 years old. He's only been in the company for 5 months, and he just broke the record to platinum. He's a platinum executive director. He built 4 executive director legs through network marketing, team building, tools, and events. And he'll be getting a 6-figure check on stage, which will put him somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000 his first 6 months in the business. You know, we're going to get to see him. And for some of us, we'll be inspired by that story. And for some of us, we're going to get offended by that story. You know, we're going to be like, dang it, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of this child can come here and make $100,000, $200,000 his first 6 months in the business. Dadgummit, I should be able to at least get to the executive director position, at least get to the 6-figure position. But, you know, that's what it's done for me, is just that belief and the camaraderie. And then, of course, being at the breakout, the Moores always do a remarkable job at recognition. Matter of fact, I dare say that Ken and Charlene Moore and Randy and Pat Moore and Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, that they, as a team and as a leadership body, that they invest more money and time in recognition and awards than anybody else that I've seen within Legal Shield. I've been to a lot of different team events and breakouts, and I've never seen anything like it. And so it's not just the convention. And it's the breakout event as well, the More Success Team breakout event. You want to make sure that you're registered for that. And it's not just the breakout event. It's not just the convention. It's the camaraderie. It's the time that you spend with your team and with Sideline and with other people that you meet and you swap business cards with and break bread with and share a meal with in between sessions of convention. The entire experience is magical. Now let me deal with some of the concerns for a minute and just a couple more things and I'll wrap up. But you know, some people say, well, I don't have the time or I don't have the money. And what I've found is the people that say those things, those are the exact same things that they were saying for why they got started in Legal Shield. They got started in Legal Shield so that they could get more time, so that they could get more money, so that they could spend more time with their children. And I've always shared with my team, don't let your reasons for starting your Legal Shield business become your excuses for why you don't succeed. And I'm going to say that one more time. Don't let your reasons for starting your Legal Shield business become your excuses to not succeed, to not pay the price, to not do what is necessary to succeed. So as we look at this decision to go to the International Convention, what we're not paying for, we're not paying for the convention. We're paying for belief. We're paying for the association. We're paying for a transformative experience and memories and friendships and mentors and associations that will have a never-ending positive effect in our lives. Y'all, we're going to be recognizing somewhere between 33 and 40 new six-figure earners at this convention just in the last 12 months. It's a record number of new six-figure ring earners. If we do get to 40, you think about that, we get to 40 ring earners by the time we get to that convention. I mean, what is that, every week and a half or something, or less than that? You know, maybe every 8 or 9 days this last 12 months, we've created a new six-figure success story. I mean, if it's happening for that many people, it can happen for the rest of us. And what I wish for everybody on this line is I wish for you to make a decision to be there. For those of you that are already committed and you'll be there, congratulations. And now the question is, how many people can you get to go with you? I was told that if you can get 100 people to go with you to an international convention spread out over 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 or more legs, that you are done, that you've built it to the extent or to the point that now it will begin to duplicate and replicate, that is enough people. If you can get 100 people to an international convention, this thing will start to grow on its own with or without your involvement. I was also told that if you can get 100 people to an international convention, that is what is required as a team builder, as somebody who's building a team and growing a team, that if you can get it to 100 people to a convention, that is sufficient to create a six-figure income for you. And that's exactly what happened for me. It took me about 2 years by recruiting, building the team, growing the team, advancing the team, promoting for events. It took me 2 years to get 100 people to a convention. And 6 months later, I got recognized at the next convention for having earned over $100,000. And that was back in 2003. And I've never made less than $100,000 a year with Legal Shield. And again, I just feel so incredibly grateful for that. I've used up all the time. I do hope that I've said something valuable. I will say this in closing. I've been job free for, coming up on 2 decades now. And I consider that such an extreme blessing. And all of that happened as a result of this business and following the system and using the tools and using the infrastructure and attending the events. And that's what I wish for you all. Whatever it is that you want to do, have, see, become, and accomplish, you can do it, see it, have it, accomplish it, and be it here in Legal Shield. Let's get money out of the way. Let's build that ATM machine by building a team, by recruiting, like Mr. Stonecipher always said, recruit, 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 never get it out of order. Build that team, create that cash flow in your life so that you can be a mom, be a dad, travel the world, be a missionary, start a ministry, do whatever it is that you want to do. We all have a purpose here on this planet, and I believe that our purpose is divine. And if you had an ATM machine that was throwing off $300 to $1,000 a day every day, I think we could all do a better job of being in our divine purpose and our divine design. And that's what I wish for everybody, Mr. Moore. Thank you for the honor and the privilege, sir. And I'm going to pass the call back over to you, and happy 4th to everybody.
All right. I thought Randy's going to say it. Chris, we know today's the 4th. We know you had to step out of a little comfort zone being the 4th of July and holidays, being on the call. So we're so very grateful, and what a fantastic job. And everything you said about the convention, about our goals in life, thanks. So we got to remember this. I really believe, you don't have to remember, I believe in my heart that God ordained Mr. Stonecipher to have this so people like you and I, Chris, could have the opportunity not only to help ourselves, but to help other people. So saying that all, Chris, we thank you so much for being on the call, and I'll turn it back to Randy.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Moore. And, Chris, we want to thank you again for being on. I know you're traveling, and I know you pulled over. Thank you so much for being our special guest speaker on the 4th of July. I know you touched a lot of people's hearts. We appreciate what you're doing in the field, and we appreciate what you're doing on the team. So keep up the good work, and we can't wait to see you in person in Oklahoma.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. You as well. Good night.
All right, drive careful. Ladies and gentlemen, our next call will begin in about 30 minutes. We have a special B2B conference call. That's for people in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. Tonight's special guest speaker is none other than Ms. Cheryl Andagata, six-figure ring earner from the state of Georgia. She does an outstanding job, one of the top producers and recruiters in the company, and we're so very happy that she's going to be our special guest speaker tonight. So if you'd like to call back in 30 minutes, the same number at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, then you'll be able to hear this great training from Ms. Cheryl Andagata tonight. And with that, Mr. Moore, I hope everyone had a great...
Randy, I'd like to say one more thing, if you don't mind. Starting next week, we will be changing the time of our call because one important factor is the company has always started having the Monday night call at 7 p.m., and a lot of people can't seem to get on it, get off, get their other things done in time to get on our call. So our regular call has been 8 o'clock. will go back to 9 p.m. Central Time starting next week. The group call will be changed to 8 p.m. Central Time once a month. That's the first Monday of each month. So God bless you. Just keep up the good work. We'll listen for you on the next call. God, family, Legal Shield, thank each one of you for being on. And thank you, Randy, for doing an outstanding job. God bless you.
Good night, everyone.